This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. And that number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you. Vanguard. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's continue taking your calls, and we'll update you after that on Dave Ridley and what happened in court today. First, let's talk to Daniel in New York. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gardner.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Hey, Daniel, we're doing great. What's on your mind?
That one gentleman was talking about how they could take the urine and blood and all that. As soon as you get a birth certificate and a social security number, you belong to the government. You know, you're the parent's child.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from on that, but I'm pretty sure that even if you don't have a social security number, they'll still consider you one of theirs.
Oh. But have you ever seen court papers that all your whole number is capitalized? Your whole name is capitalized?
Yep. We've heard about all that before. It's the, you know, the whole corporate name thing and all that. And I can tell you, sir, that if you go to court and you try that, you'll still end up in a jail cell.
Of course. You know, they too, you know, when obviously their numbers are higher than yours, it's hard to not.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
And
so,
I did some time in prison, and I was getting this number at one time on my paperwork, and I didn't know what it was. But it's an NYS ID number, as well as I received my DIN number, as well as I know my Social Security number, and on my license, there's another number. So there's four numbers connected to me as a person, and I think that's a citizen's ID number for every state that you look at a town.
Well, maybe it's hard to say that what necessarily exists in New York would necessarily exist somewhere else. That's speculative. Yeah. But you're right. They certainly like their numbers.
I just don't know what the numbers are. There's so many different numbers that connect you as a person, so it shows how much they could own you as a person. They find another angle each way.
Check it out and see if you get the information. You can forward it on to us sometime.
Yeah, it's an NYS ID number. I'll do some more research on it.
Okay, well, I just don't know. I'm glad you're doing what you're following your heart and doing what you think is best. I just don't know how much good can come out of researching stuff like that. I just don't know because, I mean, I can tell you, I've read a lot about the whole all caps thing and all that because I found it absolutely interesting and fascinating. And, you know, it does seem like there may be some sort of legal precedent for it, like in that they may actually do some of the things that the conspiracy theorists out there are suggesting. But and I'm not going to get into all the details as to what those things might be. But there may be some truth to the idea that they do create corporations in your name and sell them for bonds or whatever. That may be true, but it doesn't even really matter when it all comes said and done, because if you try to tell a judge, well, judge, that's not me on that paper, that's an all capitalized name, and that's a corporation, and so therefore I'll be taking my leave of this courtroom. I mean, it's not actually going to do anything to keep you safe from their depredations and their violence. So
they will say, bailiff, give them the corporate chokehold.
What about corporate chokehold? I'm sorry.
I said, the judge will order the bailiff, give this one the corporate chokehold.
There you go. Exactly. Are they going to choke the corporation? No, they're going to choke you. And so thank you for the call tonight, Daniel. 800-259-9231. I tried the whole not consenting thing, and that's not really a very... that's not really a very conspiratorial idea. I mean, you can spend a lot of time digging into the whole all caps conspiracy, but there's no conspiracy. I mean, the Second Amendment, I believe it's the Second Amendment of the New Hampshire Constitution, makes it very clear. Maybe it's the first one. Anyway, it's one or two. Right up there at the top of the Constitution, it says that all government is by the consent of government. Actually, it says all government of right. So that might mean that this is a government
wrong
of wrong.
Government. Yeah.
But it says all government of right is by the consent of the governed. So I told him I don't consent. So that should nullify all this. I haven't hurt anybody. There's no victim in my case, which was my tenants had a couch in their yard, and I went to jail for it. But I told them I didn't consent, and that didn't stop them from having a trial and throwing me in a jail cell. My consent was not required.
You know, that's exactly what I was thinking about. You know, if they are unwilling to recognize the constitution of the state, which actually has
expropriated certain powers from the people in order to create the court system in which they work. If they're unwilling to recognize the Constitution of the United States, which, of course, is supposed to be the supreme law of the United States under which they operate, they're certainly not going to be interested in the esoterica of capital letters on your birth certificate, you know. But it is, it's fascinating to speculate about. You know, you hear these things about how you are a corporate entity, so they can derive, they can sell bonds based on the number of people they have paying taxes and the number of people they have in the jail systems and all these sorts of things. And that's quite fascinating.
But it may be true.
Yeah, on the day-to-day side of it, I think there are many other things that you can hit every day talking about what the gang with guns does, because that's not going to stop them. They are the gang with guns, and you've got to expose them as that.
Legal corporate gamesmanship, if you will, is not going to persuade people to our side.
Right.
But the state using violence against peaceful people, as we heard in Chris's call earlier tonight, where the cops jumped him essentially for not coming to the door fast enough. There are so many stories of violence and the state harming people. Of course, the news media focuses on when it happens in Iran, then it's a problem. Then, you know, then the state is evil. But the U.S. government, our own state, for lack of a better term, is beyond reproach.
I was thinking about the North Korean thing with those two Asian American reporters that the North Koreans are holding, and they have convicted them of crossing into their country illegally. And I had never heard any of these supposed people who are in favor of freedom on the talk radio, on the networks and so on, these big names, whether they're in Boston or New York and they're broadcast all around the world. I'd never heard them actually mentioning, well, gee, they're always saying, oh, North Korea, bad, evil country. Mm-hmm. So if they apprehend people who came over their borders, that's terrible. But the United States should do it all the time.
Yeah.
The U.S. government should apprehend people who come over the U.S. borders, even though the power is actually not given to the federal government. It's reserved to the states, and people can look at a series of Supreme Court rulings that shifted it to the federal government, much to our chagrin and to our detriment. And they don't realize that, hey, you don't have to equate an evil dictatorship to the United States to say that some of the things the United States does are in line with some of the things that the dictators do. You know, it's... I mean, why?
Absolutely.
It's just ridiculous. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, it is ridiculous. But if they were to be so intellectually honest, then that would mean that their whole belief system was incorrect.
Yeah.
And so they have no interest in examining those details.
You could cross over the U.S. border illegally right now and then be apprehended by the U.S. government. And some conservatives would say, oh, you'd just be tossed right back out again. They wouldn't handle you. But you could also be held as an illegal detainee.
Sure.
An enemy combatant. And you could be held without trial
in Guantanamo Bay.
5, 6, 7 years in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, as long as they want.
Exactly.
And if nobody knows that you've been taken away, then how are they going to know to get you out?
Better get those capital letters on the birth certificates, brother.
Yeah, that'll stop them from taking you down there. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So Dave Ridley, our friend and co-media member.
Yeah.
Was in court today. RidleyReport.com is his website. I believe he did a live broadcast afterward, and you can see that, I'm sure, on his site. But just to give you a rundown of what happened, he originally was arrested on disorderly conduct charges, which is that's their favorite catch-all phrase, their charge. And he was arrested for disorderly conduct for the crime of being the media, of doing media-oriented things in a allegedly public place. He was in the courtroom lobby of the Keene District Court. Not in the court. In the lobby, in front of the clerk's window, where the public is allowed to come and go as they please. He was taking video with his portable camera device, and they arrested him for it. Now, he wasn't as disobedient as Sam, our friend who was also arrested for the same thing in the same place.
Not as confrontational.
Right. Dave went with the cops for the most part. I mean, they did kind of have to carry him out of the room, but eventually he began cooperating, and they let him out about an hour later, whereas Sam was in jail for almost two full months for the same thing. So Dave's trial date set for him was today, this afternoon, 1:30, and about 20, I would say, activists showed up.
Awesome.
The courtroom was only pretty much occupied by activists today. There was one guy in the back that nobody recognized that stood up when the judge came in, but otherwise every single person in that courtroom remained seated as the judge entered the chambers. A couple of video cameras were allowed inside the court, so we'll give you the rest of the detail here in moments, and you can dial and ring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. varadio.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Show us Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the mobile site. If you've got one of those smartphone gadgets and you want to listen to our live streams, you can do that at m.freetalklive.com. Takes you right to the mobile site, m.freetalklive.com. FreedomBookClub.com invites you to participate in their summer reading event. Just go to FreedomBookClub.com, choose your preference from the four finalists, then purchase the book of the month. New winners are announced every month. FreedomBookClub.com, making freedom a bestseller. That's FreedomBookClub.com. As we continue here, I was regaling you with the story of today's trial for Dave Ridley, the trial they forced him to attend. As they force all of us to attend, because Dave didn't hurt anybody. See, there was no victim in this
right,
case.
Right.
Dave brought a video camera into a public court lobby and used it, and was arrested for disorderly conduct. So everybody was expecting today's trial, and as I said, about 20, at least 20 activists turned out today at 1:30 in the afternoon when most people are at work. So 20 people at 1:30, pretty darn good here in Little Keene, New Hampshire, at the district court. And so I think everybody was expecting Dave to be brought up on charges of disorderly conduct. After all, that's what he was arraigned on. So when he had his arraignment, or they had their arraignment for him, and that was at the time that Sam was arrested, they arraigned him on disorderly conduct charges, as I recall. I was there, and I may be misrecalling, so if you were remember better, 800-259-9231. But at the beginning of today's trial, they asked what the prosecutor would be charging today, and they said it was contempt of court.
He wasn't in the court.
That's true. Neither was Sam, but they're charging him with contempt of court as well. So the argument, of course, Gardner, is that, well, the court, which is the judge, the court had a posted order on the wall, which wasn't signed, as Sam pointed out, and was arrested for it, that the order said that there are no cameras. And so by bringing a camera in violation of this unsigned order, Dave is therefore in guilty of contempt of court. That's essentially the state's argument.
Right.
So,
sorry to interrupt, but
yeah.
One of the things that Sam has mentioned is, isn't it supposed to be within the judge's discretion? There isn't actually a statute about this.
Contempt
it's
of court?
Judge's discretion.
Correct.
On this. And so, therefore, Dave wasn't even encountering a judge, and you're not in a courtroom, so some judges might have different opinions than other judges about things, and it's supposed to be within the actual courtroom.
Yeah, a judge is only supposed to be able to control the courtroom. That's it. That's my understanding of it. But clearly, the government's understanding is different.
Yeah.
So where does the judge's control end? I don't know. Maybe it's your bathroom or something like that. How far does his jurisdiction go out from the actual courtroom that he's in which he sits? I do not know the answer to this.
Yeah.
But they charged him with contempt of court. There was no disorderly conduct charge, so they had apparently null-prost, as they call it, the disorderly conduct charge, and brought in this contempt of court.
Okay.
Now, as you pointed out, it is our understanding, Sam's understanding, that this contempt of court is like just an inherent power with the court, that there is no statute backing up the contempt of court charge, that it's just something that everybody knows that judges can do is say, Shazam, you're charged with contempt of court,
right,
and then immediately sentence you. So I must ask, and maybe some of our listeners that are more lawyerly inclined could answer, why was there even a trial today?
Exactly.
Wasn't it just a show trial? I mean, not that they aren't all show trials for the most part, but in this one, there is no charge. The contempt of court charge doesn't really exist. So why were they allowing Dave to, you know, call witnesses, which he didn't do, by the way. He had a different tactic that he wanted to take. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But why even go through the motions? Why not just say, I found you guilty of contempt of court, you know, 6 days in the pokey?
Yeah, that's a great point.
I don't know. 800-259-9231 if you'd like to add your expertise to this conversation, because I'm certainly not a lawyer, and I cannot give legal advice, nor do I know much of anything about the court system. It's very confusing to me. But either way, what happened was no one stood for the judge, which was a wonderful moment. I correct myself. One man stood. We didn't recognize who he was. He was kind of in the back of the court, but the 20 people and the 20 activists, none of them stood up for the judge, which was just it's just amazing to see that happen. It was great. But They went through the motions, and you know, the state called their witness, and they blabbed on about how they had this sign on the wall, and they told Dave not to record, and he kept recording, and so they arrested him, and Dave basically did not offer any kind of defense. He went in there and he told the judge, "Look, I'm here to accept whatever punishment you give me," and he made the point that he was interested in not, he was not going to pay any fine. And this was a classified as a Class B misdemeanor, which means that the fine is the only thing that the judge can issue in this case. Mm-hmm. Now, they have the alternative of issuing a community service thing. So if they determine, this is according to the judge, if they determine that the individual cannot pay the fine, then community service is then an option for them. So Dave had told the judge that, well, I'm willing to do community service, but I will not pay you. Just kind of expecting that, well, he'd get community service and that'd be that. Well, the judge tells him, and this is, of course, after he was found guilty, the judge tells him that he's not going to accept community service. And he asks Dave if he can pay the fine. So he has to, Dave would have to say, I can't pay the fine before the judge would even consider community service as an option.
Right. So it's not a matter of Dave's willingness to pay the fine. It's a difference of semantics here, which is actually fairly important. It's Dave's incapability, according to the judge. It's not that I am unwilling to sacrifice the money to you. It's I am incapable. Please show me mercy and do something else.
Exactly. And so Dave was not going to have any of that. Dave made the point that the judge asked if he could pay the fine, and Dave basically did not answer the question. He basically just was not interested in giving his financial information to the judge, was essentially Dave's point. Yeah. And so the judge said that, well, because we don't have your financial information, we can't go through with the community service, which is nonsense. In the past, the judge has offered community service
without
to other
any
people
knowledge
without
of
any of this stuff. So at that point, well, it's either the fine or jail, because if you don't pay the fine, so even though they say that, oh, Class B misdemeanor is only a fine, well, if you don't pay the fine, you go to jail. At an amount of $50 a day, as our friend Andrew Carroll, one of the other activists here in the area, spent 9 days in prison for a $420 fine on a marijuana misdemeanor charge.
Right, right.
And so Dave basically said, well, then that's what's going to have to happen. And so the judge said, well, you can come back in a week, report to the jail. And the judge was, you know, very nicey-nice about the whole process, right? Oh, he's just doing his job and everything.
Just shuffling paperwork. Next.
Yeah. And so he offers a week, and Dave says, well, how about two? And the judge said, okay. And so it looks like Dave Ridley will be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival this weekend because he's reporting to jail in 2 weeks' time to stay in jail for 6 days at $50 a day. It was a $250 fine, and for whatever reason, the judge calculated that to $6. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
But so there you go. 6 days in jail on contempt of court, and the disorderly conduct charge, which is what he was originally arrested for, disappeared. It was no longer available.
It's like you're dealing with magicians. You know, it's like Bill Bixby from The Magician is out there sitting in the robes saying, okay, we're not going to do this. Here's what we're going to do.
You know, the question I have, though, is what would have happened to Dave Ridley had that room been empty? What if there were no one supporting him instead of 20 people? What kind of an effect are the activists having? Now, obviously, we'd rather he not go to jail at all. But would it be a 60-day sentence if there weren't 20 people sitting there? What would the judge be like in the absence of the activists? It's Free Talk Live.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Garb.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. You click, you download, they're free for you at freetalklive.com. John Paul Kirshner, the author of More of the Deadliest Men Who Ever Lived. You can actually join Paul Kirshner, that author, as he discusses some of the world's greatest warriors and what made them so deadly at paladinpodcast.com. You can also listen to other authors such as Lauren Christensen and sniping expert John Plaster talk about their latest titles. Visit Paladin Press, where you can browse more than 800 books and videos on self-defense, sniping, firearms, and more. Remember, that's paladinpress.com.
Hey, Ian.
Yes,
just
sir.
A quick aside. There's an interesting story that's out there right now about how the U.S. government stepped in to intervene to try to stop a lawsuit by the descendants of Geronimo against the Skull and Bones Society. Here's a little conspiracy stuff, but, you know, whatever, at Yale, because they say that they are holding on to some of Geronimo's remains.
Weird.
I mean, that's, like, bizarre. They said that they stole them from where he was in New Mexico or something like that. Hmm. But the government intervened to try to stop this suit.
Did they stop it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why? Of course, you know, it's a good thing our tax money is paying for that, man, because that's, you know, really, really important that we get involved with a dispute between the descendants of Geronimo and That's spooky. Spookballs in the Skull and Bones thing.
Yeah, I don't know about the whole Skull and Bones thing, but secret society is definitely not my bag.
No, me neither, but it's very interesting. I don't know why the government's getting involved.
And well, I mean, you could make the point that a lot of the government guys are involved in the Skull and Bones thing, and so they're buddies. They're just backing up their buddies.
Yeah,
and
I don't want to open up that door, but I thought it would be interesting to talk about it.
Well, you probably opened it at this point.
Uh-oh.
But let's take a brief look at the Good Old Boys Network. You don't have to talk about what clubs they're members of to acknowledge that this exists. That privilege and nepotism and things like that and favoritism abounds within the system. The police, for instance, are that they consider themselves the thin blue line, the brotherhood. This is all very, very open and obvious. If you just talk to some of these guys, some of the ones that are more honest, they'll tell you, you know, that they back one another up even when one another might be doing naughty things and doing things they aren't supposed to do. They'll still get backed up because that's just the way things are. They look out for one another, and it's a good old boys network all over the place. You were just telling me during the break that you went to some party.
Yes.
I don't want to get into the details, but there were some of the muckety mucks within the system that were there.
Many years ago, yes. It was a bachelor party, and there were guys who were judges and guys who were prosecutors, and they're guys, and they want to party with their friends, and there are some interesting things that happen there that...
It's legal when they do it, is all I'm saying. And it's their club, you know, and so they back one another up. And maybe they're in secret societies, maybe they aren't. As far as I'm concerned, the government itself is the club, and the people that are involved in it at various different levels protect one another.
And hey, they don't have to be secret about some of the stuff that they do. That was the funniest thing about it. When George Bush, when the Bush administration was caught eavesdropping on people and wiretapping, contrary to the FISA thing from 1978, when they were caught taking detainees and sending them over to Central Europe to be tortured, what happened?
Just make it legal.
Congress made it legal.
Yeah.
It's like... So you don't need to keep it secret because they're all corrupt anyway.
Well, and I think that seems to be the road that Obama's going down so far. It's just, let's just make all this legal and put it right out there in the open. What you going to do about it, Americans?
Exactly. And I hope people will finally recognize that they can't sign on to this farce, that the government is required to protect you and therefore must constrain your rights, just like we've seen with Dave, with Sam, with you, with so many other people in the court system, with people getting on planes who would like to be able to carry firearms as they fly the planes and they're not allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
All these types of things. Why in the world do you continue to subscribe? And I don't want to sound too critical, but why is it so hard to get people to recognize that the sphere of their freedoms is being constrained over and over constantly into a tiny little compact black hole because they subscribe to the idea that government is necessary to protect their rights? It's not. It can't, because in order to protect your rights, it has to destroy them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And even the smallest of governments, as long as it's acting coercively, will still violate everyone's rights. Because even if you're, it doesn't matter if you're stealing $10 or $100,000, it's still stealing.
Yes, and that there's a long-standing debate, and, you know, hey, people can have different opinions on the pro-freedom side, but I believe, Ian, you know, meeting you has been terrific because you and I have the same sort of philosophy. We came to it independently by recognizing the immorality of even the small state government. And we recognize the positive thing. This is one of the things I love about your show so much. I love Free Talk Live because you come up with the positive freedom alternative. It's not just criticism of what's going on. It's, hey, we're recognizing what's going on. There's a problem here. Here's the root of it. Here's the alternative. It's awesome.
Absolutely. More people need to talk about the root of the problems, and that I would like to see happen. In the meantime, let's go to your phone calls. Joe Rose is listening to in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Joe Rose.
Yeah, listen, who are you talking about, the guy that went to court?
Dave Ridley. Dave Ridley from Ridley. Wait, what name, Sam or Dave Ridley?
Dave. Oh, it was Dave Ridley. I didn't know which Dave that was.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to tell you something, boy. Y'all are advertising for this one of the biggest crooks in America.
Who's that?
I mean, he charged me $700 for 35 pounds of hemp seeds.
What are you talking about?
Can't get him to do anything about it. He won't give me my money back. 35 pounds of hemp seeds, and I paid $700 for it.
Who are you talking about?
Tom with Hemp USA.
Okay, it's not one of our advertisers. It's one of the networks. I believe that's one of our network's advertisers, and obviously I can't verify or validate your claims if that really happened to you.
I'm going to tell you, this business is not standing in a court. You know, that is just that's not a law. It's not a law that you have to stand when judges walk in a courtroom. Are you aware of that?
I don't really care if it's a law or not.
Jail in Texas for not standing for a judge.
I'm not interested in caring whether or not it's a law. I'm going to not stand for judges because.
No, me either.
Yeah.
Me either. I went to court for 30 days.
Can I ask why it is you paid $700 for 35 pounds of hemp seeds? I mean, why you brought it up? Yeah. So why'd you pay that much money? Why did you? Was that the deal, or were you expecting to get more for your money?
Well, yeah, I sent them back to him, and he wouldn't give me my money back. He told me to send them back, and I sent them back. There's a preacher that's on the radio that you know very well, and I'm not going to say who he is. He's a marvelous person, and he won't even do business with a man anymore.
So let me see if I've got you straight here. You had agreed to pay $700 for 35 pounds of hemp seeds.
Oh, no. I paid $900 for 100 pounds of hemp seeds. And when they got here, they were not at all what I thought they were. I called the man. He agreed to take them back. They, you know, they hadn't been open. He agreed to take them back. And he only sent me 35. He gave me $200 that he was going to charge me for restocking. He gave the $200 back to me. That left $700 that was left owing me. And
wait, why did he give you $200 back?
Of seeds.
Why did you get $200 back?
Well, because he agreed that, well, he wouldn't charge me the $200 stocking fee, which is ridiculous to charge.
So you were expecting to get the whole $900 back. You were expecting to get the full $900 back, but he only gave you two of the $900, and so your claim is that he owes you $700 at this point?
Oh, very, very definitely.
I'm sorry to hear about that. I don't know how you can approach that situation to get remedy. I wish you good luck and I thank you for the call. Buyer beware. 800-259-9231. And if he really did that to you, then start, you know, spread the word on the internet. Call the other shows.
Like there's an open market for other people to step in.
Yeah, I'm just sorry to hear about people getting things they didn't expect. That's never fun. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Gardner doing some slow motion headbanging here in the studio.
Rock on.
Yeah, you can bring up anything. We'll talk to you about it. Let's go and continue taking your calls. Though I want to tell you about our Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listened to the show. You can see them over at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, you can get all the details for submitting your picture to the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. And we are accepting video submissions, though no one has, as of yet, taken advantage of that option.
It's so. Such a great site, and in particular, that's such a cool thing to look at. I'm looking at it right now.
All right,
you can
focus,
sort of go on your own there.
Focus,
now.
Gardner.
I'll be back in a little
bit. All right. So, yeah, shrine.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls. Lady listeners first. Karen is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Karen.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. I was just wondering what we could do to prepare for the upcoming mandatory vaccine. And if you have kids, will
the upcoming what vaccine?
The mandatory vaccine for the swine flu.
When is this happening?
They're going to make it mandatory?
Well, there already is a law that it's mandatory.
Where
is that,
did you
a state
hear this?
Or federal?
Yeah, is it Florida? It's doing that?
I believe it's nationwide.
Okay. Where did you get this information?
Through Alex Jones' live radio show.
Well, everything you hear on the radio isn't necessarily true. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I don't know. But take things with a grain of salt. Everything you hear, whether it's from somebody you trust or not, there's always the possibility that the radio host you're listening to has been given misinformation and is just simply repeating what he's heard. Or if you're hearing a caller make a claim, then it's probably even less likely that that it's true. But let's presume it is true. Let's presume that mandatory vaccinations for swine flu is in effect, and of course, how they're going to find 300 million instances of vaccinations to give the people, I don't know. I don't think that there are that many in existence at this moment. But I don't really know any of that. So let's presume that it is true and that they're going to start. Has there even a proposal or an idea as to how they're going to find you to give you the vaccine? Do you know what that might be?
Well, they already started in the schools, and I have kids, and they sent home a note
really?
Saying they're, yeah, that they were going to vaccinate the kids at school, and of course I didn't sign it. I have a religious exemption.
The law
says even if you have a religious exemption, none of those will count. And
well,
they made the law in 2007. I saw it with my own eyes. I did more research.
Yeah, you got it.
I don't just listen to one source. And it was made into effect. I mean, they had been planning this pandemic for a while. And,
Carter, you're pointing to me here, and you're looking like you found something to back this up.
Yes, I have. I didn't want to step on either of your toes here, but first on that religious exemption, that is stunning to think that they won't even allow you a religious exemption when it's very clear that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or the free practice of religion. I mean, that is right out there. Sorry, go ahead, and then I'll bring up what I just found to confirm what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I have been finding across the board that all these, you know, 1,000 to 3,000 laws that are changed every year under our noses without our awareness are, you know, ever since 9/11, 45 days after 9/11, when Bush gave him more presidential power than any of our presidents ever had. It doesn't matter if Congress acts or not. They're just doing what they want, and the people, we don't even realize it until it's too late, but they're proposing bills to try to reform it. It's some kind of deal. Mm-hmm. It's like a home. It has to do with Homeland Security.
Yeah, I got it. Do you want me to go through it for you?
Yeah, I'd like to hear what you have there, Guard, because you're right. I mean, Karen, they do what they want to do. It doesn't matter what their own documents say. It doesn't matter what their constitution says. They'll do as they please, and you'll either obey or else.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the or else means, it could mean that they'll steal your child from you. It could mean that they'll take you and put you in a jail cell, which also would mean they'll take your child as well.
Yeah.
And so I would recommend that if you have an objection to the idea of your child being vaccinated, that you do whatever you can to get your youngster out of the government school system and homeschool, or get together with other people that are of a like mind and work out some sort of schooling arrangement. Get them out of the system as quickly as you possibly can. Otherwise, I only recommend civil disobedience and non-cooperation, which, as I said, can have consequences like you losing your kid. So if you're not willing to put that on the line, then go ahead and jump through the hoops and get your kid vaccinated. It's going to be one or the other. You either take a risk and live like a free person, or you bow down and kiss the boot of the state.
Here's the information to confirm what you said down in Florida and all around the country.
From what source?
It is the source. Thank you. That's the first thing I wanted to mention. Thank you. I almost jumped over it, and you brought it back to my mind. It is from PrismWebcastNews.com, but they do cite the actual law, and it is called the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, PREP, slipped under the radar when George Bush signed it into law as part of the 2006 Defense Appropriation Act, H.R. 2863. It lets the HHS secretary declare any disease an epidemic or national emergency requiring mandatory vaccinations. Nothing in the act lists criteria that warrant a threat. Also, potential penalties aren't specified for those who balk, but very, very likely they would include quarantine and possible fines. Again, that's from Prison Webcast News, and they have some other ones there that that are all part of these 1,000 rules that are out there. And there you go. So it is confirmed, and your suspicions are correct, and evidently there is not an exemption for religious beliefs.
Here's an AP story. School children could be first in line for swine flu vaccines this fall. So it's not happening. Obviously, their school's not in session in most places at this time. So next year, this could be coming a reality. And it does say could be first in line. So it's not. It doesn't seem, at least according to the AP story, not really a definite. But either way, you got to be concerned about this stuff. This can pop up and become a reality. And then all of a sudden, parents are in your position, Karen, trying to decide what to do. It's your children that are on the line. I mean, a lot of people are very concerned about vaccines. They look at vaccines as dangerous. I know that Mark, if he were here right now, he'd likely tell his favorite vaccine story about how when he was vaccinated for the flu, it was the sickest he'd ever been in his entire life.
Wow.
And then when he was vaccinated again, he also got very, very sick. So it wasn't just a freak occurrence the first time. It happened twice, 2 out of 2.
You know, I'm reminded as we talk about this of the cover of a book that when I first saw it, I thought was very radical by Sam Blumenfeld, who's one of the great godfathers of anti-state movements in the scholarly world. He wrote the book, Is Public Education Necessary? And on the cover of it, it has a photograph of the sheriffs taking a little boy away from his mother, who's in the background crying, and they're throwing him in the back of a cruiser.
Hmm.
because he was homeschooled.
Karen, so any thoughts on what you might want to do about this?
Well, I might put him back in private school, but I don't think that's going to keep him in, you know, from doing it. I read about self-quarantine, and they said as long as you're within, it's either 50 or 200 feet of people, and you put a note on your door that you're self-quarantined, it gave specific directions of what to do in case somebody in your family got it. You know, it talks about getting, I've already ordered all kinds of herbal supplements. I know exactly what to get because I was cured of a brain tumor 2 years ago by taking Eviac, which was the government shot that down in the 40s when Green Chase in Canada almost had it passed by 3 votes because so many people were healed from cancer and diabetes and everything. And so I'm just going to keep trying to educate myself and stay on top of it.
Yeah, I don't think there's really a concern about contracting the swine flu. It's pretty much fizzled out at this point, hasn't it? I mean, where's all the swine flu deaths? There's only been a handful of them around the world.
Up with some other emergency. You know,
there's been a lot more, and if you go, there's a CDC website that has world maps and a United States map for CDC, of course, and it tells how many people have died per day. And there's been a lot in the United States, but they didn't want anybody to panic yet. You know, they just declared the pandemic, what, last Monday? Now, the swine flu...
They declared a pandemic? I mean, I haven't even heard... Not that I'm really plugged into the news. Admittedly, I'm not. But I had not heard that. This AP story is reporting that there are only 160 people that have been killed worldwide from swine flu. You're claiming it is higher than that?
Yeah. I mean, I've been reading, talking to people on YouTube how so in their town and in their family and in their school, and it's... But see, the government doesn't want yet to create people to panic yet. You know,
assertion that they're fudging the numbers.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, I believe they are.
You believe that to be the case because you've seen something from the government that actually admits to it.
Yeah, their CDC website admits that how fast it's been spreading, and of course they're not telling about all the deaths.
I see.
I don't believe them anyway anymore.
That's good. You shouldn't believe them. They're the government. Thank you for the call, and good luck there. I hope you can get your kid out of the government school. Whether or not they decide to go through with this plan, if it's true or not, whether or not they decide to vaccinate all the kids in government schools, it's still a good idea to get your kid the hell out of those places.
Yes.
More on the way here. I'll see if I can dig up some more information on these allegations. Hour 3 is coming up. If you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to. Bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call.